ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः We are seeing the commentary on the 16th verse of the second chapter, where the important topic of the Vedanta Shastram is discussed. Nasato vidyate bhavah, na bhavo vidyate satah. उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः द अब्स्ट्राक्ट् रियालिटि सट्लस्ट् रियालिटि आल् पर्वेसिव् ओन्लि रियालिटि formless reality is implied by the term Atma or Brahma. This reality alone is also implied by another word Sat. Sat means existence. Why reality is implied by the word Sat? Because existence is the nature of reality. Being existent is the swarupam of the reality. Therefore, reality is implied by the term Sat. The same Sat is also implied by another term Chit, because being conscious is the nature of the reality. Consciousness is the swarupam of the reality. Therefore, it is also implied by another term, Chit, Sat Chit, Sat Chidatma. Otherwise, you can say Satyam Jnanam. Sat is equal to Satyam, Chit is equal to Jnanam, Satyam Jnanam. And this Sat Chidatma alone is said to be Sat Chit Atma is Anandaha. It also of the nature of fullness. Therefore, it's implied by another term, Anandaha, Satchidananda Atma. And this reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, existence, is of the nature of fullness, therefore implied by another term, Anandaha, Satchidananda Atma. Upanishad says Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Fullness is said to be what? Anantam, infinitude, is the nature of the reality, therefore Brahma. And Satyam Jnanam Anantam, Ahat Chit Anandaha, these three words also reveal the reality only in terms of its nature, Swarupam. Which means there's no word which can directly indicate the reality. Reality is there. That which alone is the reality. That which alone is when always is the reality. So if reality is implied by the term existence, Satyam or Sat or Satta. Please make note. Satyam, Sat, Satta. All these three words mean the same. Existence. Existence is what? Reality. Why existence is implied with the term reality? That's the Swarupa. And this existence is always there. There is a never a time existence does not exist. There's never a time existence does not exist. Therefore, reality is of the nature of pure existence. Therefore, there is never a time the reality does not exist. Existence, there's never a time when existence is not. Never does the existence cease to exist. So, this is the most important and subtlest lesson in the entire Vedanta Shastra teaching. If we take the first verse, asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asat has no independent existence of its own. Asat is asked as non-existent. Which is mithya is asked as that which is asked as non-existent, because it has no independent existence of its own. Explanation of that first quarter of the verse is over. The first part of the first line teaching is over. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada is now presenting his beautiful commentary on the second part of the first line. What second part of the first line? Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. You must be with me. With every word you must be with me. Just to see what is being said. What Bhagavan Krishna says in Gita. What Pujya Swamiji says in his class, in his the home study. What is being said by me now should be seen by you also simultaneously. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate means what? Sat has no non-existence. What does it mean? Reality has no non-existence. Means what? Reality exists always. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate means Sat enjoys existence. Sat exists always. There's never a time existence does not exist. Existence is there always. Existence exists always means what? Reality is always there. So this is what is being explained now by Shankara Bhagavatpada. And how do we understand this existence? The reality, absolute reality, which is of the nature of existence, is always available for experience in the form of the existence enjoyed by every object, any object which is experienced. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada explained how existence is there. When we experience any given object, in the experience of every object, any object, two factors are simultaneously experienced. In an experience of any given object, two factors are simultaneously experienced, which means there are two experiences in every experience of any given object. What are those two experiences? which we saw last class. Experience of the object. Object means a given form, name and function. And experience of the existence enjoyed by the object. Just as experience of the opaque thing presupposes the experience of the light simultaneously. In experiencing an opaque thing, simultaneously we're experiencing the light also. Even if we do not pay attention to the light, even our attention is paid only to the opaque thing, still experience of any opaque thing is inclusive of the experience of the light also, simultaneously. And the simultaneous experience of light and the opaque thing is said to be what? Samanadhikaranyam. Samanadhikaranam. The same way, this is just a gross example to understand something very subtle. When we are experiencing an object, we are experiencing the existence of the object also. An existent object alone is experienced. Experience is always of the existent object. Therefore, existent object is experienced means existence is the qualification and object is the substance. Let me give the example. If I'm experiencing pot, I can say pot is. Pot exists. Pot is. If I say pot is, pot enjoys existence. Pot enjoys existence means there is an existent pot. There, when my experience of the pot, experience of the existence of the pot also is there. Pot is experienced along with the pot. Existence of the pot also is experienced. Therefore, we have twofold experiences. In pot experience, we have pot experience and the pot's existence experience. Experience of the existence and experience of the object. Namarupa. They're simultaneous. So existence is one. When I'm experiencing pot, there are so many other things. There may be 10 parts, 100 parts, the colored parts. So every part, how many ever parts are there? I can say this pot is, that pot is, green pot is, yellow pot is. Every pot enjoys existence. So simultaneously, along with every experience of every pot, I experience existence. That existence experienced along with the experience of every pot is one existence. The pots are many. Therefore, existence enjoyed by the pots, various pots, also seems to be many. Really speaking, there are many existences. Existence is one. The same way, not only parts, there can be many other things. Same, there's pot exists, potties, tables, chairies, windowies, doories. When I say every object enjoys existence in the experience of the pot or door or window or anything, in every experience of every object, simultaneously, there is experience of the existence of that object. And that existence, which is experienced, is the existence associated with Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa. So existence associated with Nama Rupa is said to be Sagunam, Saguna Satta. Satta means existence. Existence experienced along with the object as the existence of the object as an adjective describing the object, as a qualification of the object, is said to be Saguna Satta. Now when you say existent pot, pot is means existent pot. Existent pot means what? Sanghataha means their existence is an attribute describing the pot, existent pot. Therefore, existence is what now? Viseshanam, an adjective. Existent is viseshanam. The pot is what? Viseshyam, adjective and a noun. So pot is the substance and existence is the qualification, the attribute, So we can say this existence enjoyed by the pot is what? Attributive existence. Or you can say Saguna Satta. Guna Sahitam Satta is what? Saguna Satta. Existence enjoyed by a given object, associated with a given form and name, is said to be Saguna Satta. Otherwise, Sa Visesha Satta. Sa Visesha Satta. Sa means what? With. Existence associated with the given form and name, given object, which is experienced existence, is what? Saguna Satta or Sa Visesha Satta or Sopadhika Satta. I'm giving three words. Okay? Saguna Satta, Sa Visesha Satta, Sopadhika Satta. Why? Upadhi Sahita Satta. Sopadhika Satta, Saguna Satta, Savisesha Satta, or you can say experienced Satta, which means Abhasa Satta, Swamiji doesn't like reflected, but still I can say Pratibimbita Satta, Pratibimbita Satta. Reflected existence. Abhasa Satta, manifestation of existence. Saguna Satta, existence with a form and name. Existence associated with the form and name. Saguna Satta, Sa Visesha Satta. That experienced existence. Therefore, that existence we do not pay attention to. Even if we do not pay attention to that existence which is experienced along with the experience of the pot or any object, still there is existence which is experienced. That experienced existence is Ishvara, Brahma. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatapada explained that existence is there always. Then another question came from a Purupakshi. When the pot, when a given object, for example, a pot or a chair, any given object, when it is experienced, there is existence. When the given object becomes destroyed, when the pot is destroyed, what happens to existence enjoyed by the pot? The existence does not disappear. Pot form disappears, but existence does not disappear. Existence continues to be there. Let me make it very clear. So Shankara Bhagavatapada explained, I'm just helping you to understand first what we have seen until now. So he also said, the experience of the object, experience of the object is variable. Whereas experience of the existence of the object is not variable. In these twofold experiences, we have in every experience of any given object, we have to understand first that the experience of the existence of the object is not variable. Therefore, the experience of the existence of the object is said to be sadbuddhihi. Experience of the existence of the object does not change, does not become variable. Therefore, experience of the existence of the object is sadbuddhihi. Therefore, existence is sat. Whereas, experience of the object changes. Experience of the object becomes variable. Therefore, the experience is, experience of the object, variable object, is what? Asabuddhihi. So experience of the variable object is asadbuddhihi. Experience of the unchanging, invariable existence is sadbuddhihi. Therefore, existence is satyam, object, the invariable existence is satyam, variable object is mithya. What is variable here? Experience of the object is variable. Experience of the existence of the object is invariable. Therefore, experience of the existence of the object is sadbuddhihi. Experience of the variable object is asadbuddhihi. Therefore, we say Existence is Satyam and object is Mithya. Satyam Mithya, object is Mithya, existence enjoyed by the object is Satyam. This conclusion we arrive at based on the nature of the cognition, nature of the experience. Which experiences becomes variable? Experience of the object is variable. The experience of the existence of the object is invariable. Therefore, we say the experience that the experience of which does not become variable is Satyam. The experience of that which becomes variable is Mithya. Satyam and Mithya. This is how Shankara Bhagavad Gita explained. So how do we say that existence is not variable? Existence enjoyed by the object is not variable. Whereas the object is variable. How do we say? Because when we're experiencing a pot or a chair, there is experience of the existence of the pot, experience of the pot. The pot becomes broken, pot gets destroyed, then the pot form collapses. The pot form is no more. There are broken pieces of the pot. Pot has gone. But what has not gone? Existence enjoyed by the pot continues to be there as the existence of the broken pieces of the pot. So nothing happens to existence. Nothing happens to existence. Existence continues to be there as the existence of the broken piece of the pot. The broken piece also further get mashed and powdered. Even the broken pieces can go, that form can also collapse. The existence continues to be there as the existence enjoyed by the clay powder. In this manner, whatever happens to the form, form goes. Before the form comes also, existence is. And with the form also, existence is. When the form goes, existence continues to be there as existence of another form. This is one way of understanding that existence is reality is. Reality obtaining in our existence is always there. Not only one pot, there are many other pots. Still existence is there as existence enjoyed by many other pots. Existence enjoyed by not only pots, many other countless number of objects, existing objects. So existence, one existence is always there, everywhere there. As existence enjoyed by countless number of forms and names and functions. So existence is always there. Therefore, existence has, it never ceases, existence never ceases to exist. Reality obtaining in the form of existence is always there. This he clarified. It is then the Pura Pakshi comes with a doubt, which we have to see today. What is the doubt? Let us read here. Ghate Vinashte Gata Buddhav Vyabhicharantyam Sadbuddhihi Api Vyabhicharati Iti Chet. This is the objection This is the doubt presented by Purupakshi. What is the doubt? Ghate vinashte, when the pot is broken. Okay, when the pot is, pot enjoys existence. I tell you, the subtlest teaching of the entire Vedanta Shastram is this. There is no much subtler teaching than this. Ghate vinashte. Vinashtam is a participle, isn't it? Ghate vinashte. When the pot is destroyed, pot is broken, what happens? Sadbuddhihi api. So, gata buddhau yabicharantyam. When the pot is destroyed, please listen to me carefully. If I teach you one lesson today, it's enough. Very important. Ghate vinashte, ghata buddhau yabicharantyam. Yada ghataha vinashtaha bhavati, tada ghata buddhihi vyabicharati. When the pot is destroyed, pot experience. Pot experience also changes. Pot experience also goes. Gata buddhav yabhicharati. When the pot is destroyed, the experience of the pot goes. When the experience of the pot goes, very, very careful. Sadbuddhihi api vyabhicharati. This is his perception. Please make a note. Listen to me carefully. We already, what did we say? In experiencing every object, we have two experiences. One is experience of the object, experience of the existence of the object. So what he says now, when the pot is broken, there is no more pot. When there is no pot experience, there cannot be the experience of the existence of the pot. When there is no experience of the existence of the pot, what does it mean? Existence also goes. There is no existence. Got it? Very important, subtle, very subtle teaching. Ghate vinashte, ghata buddh, yada ghataha vinashtaha bhavati. Let me make the sentence very simple. Tada, ghata buddhihi vyabhicharati. Ghata buddhi, pot experience goes. When the pot is destroyed, pot experience goes. When the pot experience goes, there cannot be experience of the existence of the pot. Is it clear? If there is no experience of the existence of the pot, what does it mean? Existence also becomes asat. What was the definition of the sat? The experience does not change. Sadbuddhi, no? Experience of the existence of the object does not change. Therefore, experience of the existence is sadbuddhi. Therefore, existence is satyam. We understood. But now, what happens? Experience of the existence also goes away. Why? What is it? Because there's no pot. There's no object. Two experiences are possible only if there is experience of the object. The object is not there. Two experiences also are not there. Which means there is no sat. So that's what his doubt. Sat buddhihi api vyabhicharati iti chet. What about sat also? Then existence also is not real. That is why anything which, if the buddhi Experiences vyabhicharati. Experience changes, varies, then that is not real, mithya. Why does he say this? Because experience, the existence is not available for experience. Existence associated with the form and name, existence experienced, associated with a given object, is available for experience. Vyakta, vyakta, satta. Manifested existence alone is available for experience. Now, Shankara is going to say, give the answer. No, sadbuddhi na vyabhicharati. Sadbuddhi na vyabhicharati. Na means what? Sadbuddhi na vyabhicharati. What does it mean? Experience of the existence does not change. Why? Because when the object is not there, object becomes existent, absent. Existence is there along with what? Absence. The pot exists, existence is enjoyed by the pot. When the pot is broken, pot is not there anymore. Still existence is there as existence of the absence of the pot. That existence is experienced. Existence is there as the absence of a given object, is not associated with any form and name. The existence of the absence of any given object is actually existence which is not associated with any object. Existence is not associated with any object. A given object is said to be what? Nirvisesha satta. Existence experienced is savisesha satta, saguna satta. Existence which is there with the absence of a given object is not associated with the given form and name is said to be nirvisesha satta. Nirguna satta. Why? It is no more an adjective. It is not, existence is not a qualifying, is not an attribute of a given form and name. It's not an attributive existence. Is it clear? So nirvisesha satta, nirguna satta, is what now? Shuddha satta, pure existence. Savisesha satta, saguna satta, is what? Abhasa satta, is available for experience. Experience is satta. Whereas, existence not associated with any form and name, is what? Pure existence, shuddha satta, pure existence. To distinguish the pure existence from the experienced existence, we add the word pure. We have to understand, pure existence is not an object. It is available for objectification, not available for experience. As pure existence is not available for experience, not available for objectification, is mistaken to be non-existent, non-experienceable. Pure existence is not experienceable. Being not experienceable is mistaken for non-existent. Is it clear? Then the next question comes. What is pure existence? pure existence is available for recognition as pure consciousness, as the swarupam of the experiencer. Pure existence, unassociated with any form and name, is available for recognition as pure consciousness, as a swarupam of the experiencer. So non-experienceability should not be mistaken for non-existence. So sadbuddhi na vyabhicharati. And he gives the example. Why? Even though the pot is gone, the pot becomes destroyed, the pot cognition also is not there, or pot experience is not there, then still existence does not go away. Existence continues to be there. How? Patadau api sadbuddhi darshanat. Pot might have gone. That existence continues to be there as what? Existence of the pata, cloth. Existence of the chair. One object might have gone. Still existence continues to be there as the existence enjoyed by many other objects, such as pataha, cloth, chair exists, as existence of the chair, existence of many other objects. Still existence is available for experience as the existence enjoyed by other objects. Nothing happens to existence. So patadau api sadbuddhi darshanat. As there is experience of the existence enjoyed by other objects such as cloth, etc. Pot is the only object. Therefore, viseshana vishaya eva sa sadbuddhihi. I'm very slow in this portion because in the class itself you must understand. After the class, you should not come with a doubt. When you leave the class, it must be very clear. It is something to be understood, like mathematics. In the class itself, you understand. There's never a time reality is not there. Reality obtaining in of existence is always there. It's available for experience as the existence enjoyed by the objects. The objects do get destroyed. Nothing happens to existence. Existence continues to be there as existence enjoyed by other objects. So, viseshana vishaya eva sa sadbuddhihi. Sa sadbuddhihi means what? That experience of the existence. That experience of the existence is always associated with some object or the other. Sadbuddhihi, sa sadbuddhihi means that experience of the existence is always associated with some object or the other as an attribute. Viseshana vishaya. Viseshanam means what? An attribute. Viseshana vishaya eva sa sadbuddhihi means the experience of the existence enjoyed by the object is always in the form of an attribute of a given object. An attribute, in the form of attributive existence means what? In the form of an attribute, describing an object. Experienced existence is the existence which is associated with some object or the other. Existence, experienced is always associated with some form and name. It's available for experience. If the existence is not available for experience, we should not mistake it for non-existent. The existence which is available for experience is pure existence. Pure existence cannot be experienced. Pure existence is not an object. Pure existence is the swarupam of the experiencer. Pure existence is pure consciousness obtaining as the swarupam of the experiencer. Therefore, whenever the object is destroyed, when the object experience goes away, then the existence enjoyed by the object continues to be there as pure existence without being associated, without associating itself with any form and name. Is it clear? Today's lesson is only one class today. I didn't want to do anything more than this. How beautifully answers. This is the subtlest aspect of the Vedantic teaching. Reality, formless abstract reality, is always there, everywhere there, in everything it is there. In the form of existence enjoyed by every object experienced. If the object is not available for experience, when it undergoes a change, becomes destroyed, we think object, the existence enjoyed by the object also is not there. No. That existence continues to be there without being an attribute of the object. It is there as pure existence. What is pure existence? What is qualifying existence? Qualifying existence is the existence associated with given form and name. Existence without a form and name, without being associated with any form and name is pure existence. Shuddha Satta, Abhasa Satta, or Saguna Satta, Nirguna Satta. Savisesha Satta, Nirvisesha Satta. This is what we need to understand. Nirvisesha Satta is implied by the term Brahma or Atma. Savisesha Satta is what? Ishvara. That is why when you say Jagat is, Jagat Bhati, Jagat Asti means what? Universe is means this absolute reality which is of the nature of pure consciousness, obtaining a swarupma of every experiencer, is in the experience obtaining in every mind, not every experiencer, a swarupma of the experiencer obtaining in every mind, is in the form of existence enjoyed by every object experienced. Therefore, definitely, existence is experienced along with the experienced object. The very possibility of experience of the object is what? Because of the existence, in the form of experiencer. Therefore, there's never a time existence Riyad does not exist. Asataha, sataha, sataha, abhavaha na vidyate. Sataha, abhavaha na vidyate. This is the most important, subtlest teaching. Never a time they exist, reality does not exist. Reality in the room of existence, which is offset of existence, is always there. It means existence noun is always there. How is it? It is there as pure existence. It is there as the manifested existence. Pure existence is Brahma. Manifested existence is Ishvara. Pure existence is Brahma. Nirguna, Nirguna Satta. Nirguna Satta is Nirgunam Chaitanyam. Saguna Satta is what? Manifested knowledge, which is the Jagannam of Jagat. So once you wake up from sleep and experiencing the world, and you say Jagat is, Jagat enjoys existence. What is the existence? Saguna Satta, Savisesha Satta is Ishvara. When the Jagat becomes unmanifested, existence also becomes what? Pure. Existence doesn't become. Existence continues to be there as pure existence. Now the question is, do we have two existences like pure existence and manifested existence? Do we have Saguna Satta and Nirguna Satta? Are there two existences? No. There's only existence. There's only existence. We don't have pure existence and manifested existence. There's no Saguna Satta and Nirguna Satta. Savisesha Satta and Nirvisesha Satta. No. When the world is experienced, when there's manifestation of knowledge, when the world is experienced, along with the experienced world, what is experienced? Experience of the existence of the world, isn't it? In experiencing the world, we do have experience of the existence of the world. That existence enjoyed by the world is Ishvara, which is Savisesha Satta, Saguna Satta. When the world becomes when you fall asleep, world becomes unmanifested. World is not available for experience. Can we say existence enjoyed by the world also is unmanifested, is not there? No. Exists Savisesha Satta, when the world is not experienced, existence enjoyed by the world continues to be there as Nirvisesha Satta, Nirguna Satta, pure existence. That pure existence is there as pure consciousness, Swarupama of the experiencer, which is Brahma. With the Jagat, existence is what? Existence associated with the experienced Jagat is Savisesha Satta, Saguna Satta, Ishwaraha. Existence which continues to be there without associating with it, manifested form and name. Total ignorance is what? Nirguna Satta, Nirvisesha Satta is pure existence. It's pure consciousness. Therefore, Sadbuddhihi na vyabhicharati. The experience of the existence does not become variable. Which means we should not mistake the existence to be reality to be non-existent. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. What is it? There's never a time this existence is not there. Existence is always there. We differentiate this existence as pure existence, nirguna nirvisesha satta, and saguna savisesha satta. Jagat is saguna satta, visesha satta. Jagat is not nirguna satta, nirvisesha satta. There's only satta. And this satta is what? This nirvisesha satta, which is there as saguna satta in the presence of the world, is said to be what? Satyam. The existence is satyam, real. Jagat is mithya. Jagat is mithya. I mean, jagat stands for every, all the objects, the entire world of objects is to be understood as mithya. So mithya has no independent existence outside of satyam. Even though the world is not, you have to say, what is maya? Yeah. This existence of maya, existence of ignorance. Total ignorance. Therefore, existence is always there. That is the answer for this, today's class. There's only one small thing I want to clarify it today. You know that rush, changing my dates of travel. Okay. So he says, Ghate vinashte, ghata buddhav yabicharantyam, sat buddhihi api vyabicharati. If I ask you this question, that the experience of the existence also becomes variable, because when the pot is destroyed, object name of pot is destroyed, the experience of the object goes away. Therefore, experience of the existence also goes away. Therefore, existence also is what? Mithya. That is the doubt. What was the answer? Na. Patadau api sat buddhi darshanat. There is experience of the existence not only in the pot, experience of the existence in other objects also, such as cloth, etc. Visheshana vishaya eva sa sat buddhihi. What exact translation of the sentence? Visheshana vishaya eva sa sadbuddhihi. Sa sadbuddhihi, that experience of the existence is always associated with some object or the other, some form and name or the other. Sadbuddhivat gata. Now he comes to other question, other doubt. One doubt has been clarified. Is it clear now? Are you all clear? Okay. Sadbuddhivat gata buddhihi api ghatantare drishyate iti chet. Now he says, sadbuddhivat gata buddhi api ghatantare drishyate. Okay, you say sadbuddhi is always there. Sadbuddhi means experience of the existence is there always, doesn't go away. It is with what? Some other object. So he says, if experience of the existence continues to be there, doesn't change at all, because existence is always there, your experience of the existence is also always there. Like what? if existence of the pot is not there, still pot can go away, but still existence is available for experience as existence of other objects such as pot, cloth, etc. He said, now he says, just as existence, experience of the existence is there, gata buddhi api gataantare drishyate. The experience of the pot also is there in some other pot. Therefore what? Pot also is real. Either he wants to say existence is not real. Now he wants to say pot is also real. Why? Gata buddhihi is also there. Gata antre drishyate. If this pot goes away, still some other pot is there now. Therefore, gatantare drishyate, gata buddhihi api gatantare drishyate. The pot experience also is there in other pot. Pot experience also continues to be there in the form of an experience of another pot. Not the same pot, but some other pot. Do you understand what the Prabhupakshi says? Iti chet. If I say this, what do you say? That's his question. And he says what? Patado adarshanat. Because the experience of the existence is there in every object. Invariably present in the experience of every other object, all the variable objects. Pot is, chair is, door is, window is, cloth, no? Sky is, tree is, branches, flower is. See, in a countless number of objects are there. In the experience of every object, all the variable objects, all the variable experience also, there is invariable experience of the invariably present existence. Isn't it? Whereas, the pot cognition, the pot experience is not there in experience of the cloth. Experience of the existence is there in the experience in every variable objects. Sadbuddhihi is there always, continuously in the experience of every variable object. There is experience of the invariably present existence. So, gata buddhihi, gataantre it may be. Pot experience can be there when you experience other pot. But pot cannot be experienced when experiencing the cloth. Experiencing the door, in door experience, in window experience, in chair experience, there is no pot experience. But in every experience, there is experience of the existence. In pot experience, there is no door experience. In door experience, there is no pot experience. Whereas, the experience of the existence is there in every experience. In pot experience, there is experience of the existence. In door experience, there is experience of the existence. In window experience, there is experience of the existence. Existence is experienced as existence of every object. But experiencing one object, there cannot be experience of the other object. That is why experience of the object is mithya. Experience of the experience of the object is asad buddhi. Experience of the existence of the object is sad buddhi. Therefore, existence is satyam, object is mithya. Have you got it? Haven't got it? I'll send you a small note for all of you. Brief note, I'll send you later on. I'll make a small note and send you. It is not something to be understood later on. In the class itself, it must be clear. If I have not made it very clear, you must tell me. Then I can explain of itself. Or I'll continue. Until it becomes clear in the class itself, I should repeat and you will feel very, very bored with my repetition. And you have to accept that punishment of being bored, the repetition. Okay. That's why I repeated this. In pot experience, there is no door experience. In door experience, there is no pot experience. Whereas, in experiencing door, in experiencing pot, in experiencing window, in every experience of any object, any form and name, there is continuously, invariably, what is experienced is the experience of the existence. Okay. Sat buddhivat. I'm going to hand you the objections and Shankarpada's answers. I'll send you a small note so that it will become very clear. What is the objection? What is the answer? Sat buddhivat ghata buddhihi api ghatantre drishyate iti chet. Until then what? Objection. Na. Patado ghata darshan. Ghata buddhihi nasti. Patado ghata buddhihi nasti. Adarshanat means what? We don't have the experience of the pot in the experience of the cloth. Sad buddhihi api nashte ghate na drishyate iti chet. Now again he comes back the same doubt. Sad buddhihi api nashte ghate na drishyate. This is subtlest of the teaching. This is the doubt. Nashte ghate or ghate nashte. When sati saptami expression. When the pot is destroyed, when there is no experience of the pot, then the experience of the existence of the pot also is not there. No, don't say that. Na. Sad buddhihi is always there. Visesha abhavat sad buddhihi visesha vishayasati. Visesha bhave visheshna anupapattav kim vishayasyat. This is a very important lesson. Visesha abhavat. Visesha abhavat means due to the absence of the substance. See, if the noun is not there, adjective cannot be there. If the object is not there, attribute is not possible. You can't talk about the blue color of the lily. The lily itself is not there. There must be lily. Then you can talk about the color of the lily. Isn't it? You can talk about the person. He's a tall person. Tall man came. You can talk about the tallness associated with something. Isn't it? Somebody. Nobody came. You can't say tallness came. A person of tallness came. A tall person came. Isn't it? which means adjective can never be there without a noun. Without an object, attribute cannot be there. So what is Visesha Abhav? The same way, Visesha Abhavat, due to the absence of the object, this given object, Sadbuddhihi Visesha Vishayasati, existence being the attribute of the given form and name, it cannot be an attribute of something. If the object noun is not there, there cannot be adjective. If the object is not there, the qualification of the object cannot be there. So the qualification be what now? Without the object. So here he says, Visesha Bhave Viseshana Anupapattau. When the object is not, when the pot is broken, I'm giving the example, pot is broken, when the pot is not there, then the existence cannot be there as a qualifying existence. Is it clear now? Existence continues to be there as an unqualifying existence. Unqualified existence, what? Pure existence. Existence which is not associated with any form and name, any given object, is unqualifying existence, is what? Pure existence. Is not manifested existence. Nirguna Satta, Nirvisesha Satta, is what? Pure existence. That pure, here I'm going to stop. The last sentence I will explain tomorrow. Okay? Very important. Now you remember. Sataha abhavahana vidyate. This is for us to dhyanam. Today, sataha abhavahana vidyate means what? Seeing Ishvara always. There's not even a fraction of second you, Bhagavan is not there. Bhagavan is always there as you, your own Sarupam. Bhagavan is there as Sarupam of the knower, experiencer. That Bhagavan, the abstract reality, obtaining Sarupam of the experiencer, knower, is there with the presence of the world, the absence of the world also. The manifested world, the unmanifested world also. The world is unmanifested. Bhagavan of Suddha Satta, pure existence. When the world is there, Bhagavan is there as Saguna Satta, Saguna Ishwaraha. Nirgunam Chaitanyam is in the form of Saguna Satta. Nirgunam Chaitanyam is what? Nirguna Satta. Never ever try to experience existence without a form and name. We try to experience, that's the problem, isn't it? We want to experience pure existence. You can never experience pure existence. But every time you're experiencing anything, in that experience, you are experiencing existence as the existence of the form and name, existence of the object. So Bhagavan is in the form of existence of the Jagat. If you look at the Nirgunam Brahma, as Saguna Ishwaraha means what? Seeing Bhagavan in the form of existence of the universe. Whole Jagat is Ishwara. How do you say that? Existence is Ishwara. So Jagat disappears. Jagat, Buddhi also disappears. But what does not disappear? Sadbuddhi does not go away. Jagat Buddhi goes. Means experience of the universe, world goes. But experience of the existence does not go. Which means the experience may not be. Because every experiencer is Brahma. Every experience is Brahma. In every experience, who is invariably present is the experiencer. Experienced objects are varied. The experiencer is the same experiencer. The experiencer consciousness alone is in the form of experienced existence of every experienced object in every experience. Is it clear? That is very important. So here, I have answered this much. The second part of this particular part, I'll explain tomorrow. Is it clear? Before that, today itself, I try to send you that, let me try to find some time to send you that today's class notes. Not today, today's, what all you understood as the explanation of this verse. It's particularly this, sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Because this existence has no time limitation. Existence has no object limitation. Existence has no spatial limitation also. Because time being an object, time enjoys existence. Space is an object, space enjoys existence. So existence enjoyed by time and space is what? Saguna Satta. Existence of the time, existence of the space. Saguna Satta. Saguna Satta is what? Savise Satta is Ishwara. So Ishwara is in the form of time and space. Therefore, existence has no time limitation, no spatial limitation. Now, existence has no object limitation also. No way. These are how you have to understand what is object limitation. Every object is limited by every other object. Therefore, every object is subject to object limitation. What does it mean? In part experience, there cannot be any experience of any other object. Whereas in every experience, there's experience of existence. Isn't it? Existence is experienced in experience of all the objects. Therefore, existence is not subject to object limitation. The limitation is called parichedaha, kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha, vastu parichedaha. Desha parichedaha means what? Spatial limitation. Kala parichedaha, time limitation. Vastu parichedaha, object limitation. So existence has no kala parichedaha, desha parichedaha, no object vastu parichedaha. This is how we have to understand how reality obtaining in him of existence is free from threefold limitations. Any object has what? Limitation. Every object except is subject to all limitations. So, desha, kala, vastu, parichedaha, nasanti. Your existence is of the nature of infinitude, limitlessness. Why? Existence is there as the existence of time. Reality is there as the existence of time, as existence of space, existence of all the forms, names and functions, all the objects existing within the realm of time and space. Therefore, existence is free from object limitation also. So, aparichinnat, because of this free, because it's free from all these three limitations, existence is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear now? And this existence, which is free from all these limitations, is what? Pure consciousness. But this pure consciousness, obtaining him of existence, is available for experience as existence enjoyed by the world of objects. Just Savisesha Satta is Ishwaraha, Nirvisesha Satta is Brahma. That Brahma, understand now, is there very, as very you. We'll say later on. I want to understand this much today. But I didn't want to go to the third object also. Only two objections I wanted to clarify today. Tomorrow we'll become much clearer, don't worry. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.